File tape 6325, interview with the president's wife, June Tan.
As long as countries refuse to work out their differences in a peaceful manner, we're all vulnerable to this kind of attack. However, I have unwavering faith in those who are making every effort to bring my husband home safely.
Mrs. Matten, can you tell us if you've heard anything particular from the State Department about new developments?
Secretary of State Connors has been very kind, and he's kept me informed on a daily basis of all progress. He assures me that all steps are being taken by individuals and groups throughout the world.
But is there any new specific news?
Only that information from reliable sources has been very encouraging.
How do you respond to the personal message that was included on the tape of the president sent to us by the terrorists?
If my husband is able to hear me at this moment, I wish to tell him that I and the rest of his family are very proud of him, that he's terribly missed, and that we all pray for his safe return. And, like the president, I too have been recalling our lovely times at Lake Candlewood and look forward to returning there with him very soon.
Do you have any plans to meet with the other wives of the heads of state who were abducted with the president?
We've not made any definite plans to meet as yet, although I've been in contact with each one of them. Of course, security has been increased to protect the families of all the hostages.
Mrs. Matten, you have been most gracious to meet with us at this very difficult time for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill.
File tape 5257, a 1995 British interview with Mubalal Amal of the Syrian government.
The United States faces a great dilemma. They must have our oil, and they choose to support the Zionist invader. They need to understand, in wanting the oil, they do not face only Syria, but all of Islam. In supporting Israel, they show their contempt for justice and contempt for our people. For years, this situation has caused thousands of deaths and has produced no solution to the problem of the Middle East. And the current American president is the greatest sinner of all in this respect. The Americans will never find a solution to this problem precisely because Americans are the problem. But a solution will be found soon. A great judgment is upon us. This I can promise you.
File tape 3915, a 1991 speech by Katsir Tsuban of Libya.
It is called terrorism. Why? Why not call it war? Because wars are fought by great nations, and nations justify war with noble causes and heroic slogans. And war is made noble and heroic, and millions of people die. But terrorism is not war because it is the action of individuals upon other individuals. And because it is clearly an act of revenge and retribution against the enemies of individuals. And only a few people die. Why is a million deaths more noble than 100? If an individual is wronged by a great nation and he strikes back in any way he can, is that not war? Is it because they do not wear uniforms? Why? Does a uniform improve your death? Those who are called terrorists are warriors without uniforms or slogans. They are individuals who fight for their cause against great nations. Is that not noble? Is that not heroic?
Phone surveillance tape 237, 5 o'clock, May 29th, Office of the National Security Council.
Hello, can I speak to the colonel, please?
I'm sorry, he's not in the office right now. May I take a message?
Okay. Just tell him it's Todd. I'm in town.
Would you like to leave your number?
No, I'll call back.
Okay, I'll give him your message.
Alrighty. Thank you. Bye.
Interpol surveillance on Otto Demenkleiner, Austria. 1 a.m. Europe time, June 4th.
Hello, Otto. This is Donna. How are you?
I am very well, thank you, my dear. To what do I owe this pleasure?
I just wanted to confirm that you'll be at our little soiree.
I wouldn't miss it for the world, darling.
If you're arriving at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll have someone meet you.
Ah, that is most kind.
Of course, it's a 2-hour drive from the airport, so I think I'll send a friend of mine to keep you company. I know you like that.
You understand me too well, Liebchen. I'm most anxious to see you again. Goodbye for now.
Phone surveillance tape 4313, the Soviet consulate, Washington, D.C., to a location in Virginia. 4 p.m., June 3rd.
I have spoken to some friends of mine. They tell me such an offer could be acceptable if things did not go too far. If they did, additional arrangements would be necessary. And if the deal were to fall through, they would consider pursuing negotiations on their own. But for now, I think we can go forward.
U.S. Army log tape, radio exchange at European Central Command Headquarters, Munich, 3 p.m. European time, June 6.
Convoy 12 to base. Come in. Over.
CCHQ Sat Y receiving. Go ahead. Over.
Convoy 12 en route to 1st Battalion, 21st Infantry. Currently stopped at coordinates 11.09 east, 47.26 north. Rendezvous with Group 6, detachment from the 21st. Please confirm orders. Over.
This was command, Lieutenant. Over.
Colonel Young commanding. Orders requesting transfer of convoy to his unit. Orders signed by General Giles. Over.
Stand by. Those orders are confirmed, Lieutenant. Over.
But we just left the base 30 minutes ago. Why wasn't I told about a rendezvous? Over.
I don't know, but the general himself confirmed the order. Over.
Damn. I copy, base. Over and out.
Evidence tape, homicide, Silver Spring, Maryland Police Department. Recording found in the home of Teresa Beckworth, murder victim, June 11th.
Jerry, I'm putting this on tape because I can't trust the phones anymore. But listen, I saw this file in the office today. It came up on my terminal during a code error I was working on. I don't know. I must have hit the access code by accident, or the computer generated it somehow. But anyway, I couldn't believe it. And then, you know who comes out and sees it. And he practically broke the keyboard hitting the escape. He was furious. And as far as I could tell, it concerned a proposal or a plan or something. The number of the file was NS.
Code transmissions intercepted, June 6th, Eastern Mediterranean.